This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has proposed a ceasefire for the Syrian civil war. At a meeting in Munich, Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow is proposing the ceasefire start March 1st. However, as VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, the proposal is being met with skepticism.
It is unclear why that date is chosen, but there is concern about that date. Some analysts that I have spoken to have indicated that at the rate of bombing that is taking place in Aleppo, by March 1st, it really could be too little too late. In essence, the Syrian-backed Russian bombing campaign would have driven rebels from their base there by that time.
VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins. Meanwhile, in Brussels, Belgium, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter rallied support for the U.S.-led coalition's fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Carter said that defense ministers from more than two dozen countries endorsed a U.S. plan to defeat the Islamic State group. The secretary also appealed to coalition partners to expand their military commitments. He said the U.S. goals remain to defeat Islamic State, particularly in Iraq and Syria.
Because that's the place from which this cancer arose, and it needs to be defeated there, and significantly the cities of Mosul and Raqqa need to be recaptured, and our operational plan focuses on that.
Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General said the alliance would deploy airborne command and control aircraft to free up similar U.S. aircraft for the fight against the Islamic State. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. NATO warships are heading to the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece stop human traffickers. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Thursday that three ships under German command were being deployed immediately to help the Turkish and Greek coast guards with reconnaissance and surveillance. NATO's action reflects a growing sense of urgency among Western governments as officials project 4 million refugees will seek asylum in Europe this year. Germany has been one of the top destinations for migrants and refugees fleeing the civil war in Syria. Turkey, a NATO member, has borne much of the burden, hosting close to 3 million refugees. Brazil has announced an agreement with a U.S. university to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus within 12 months. At a news conference Thursday, Brazilian Health Minister Marcelo Castro said that his government will invest $1.9 million toward the partnership between the University of Texas and Brazil's Evandro Chagas Institute over the next 5 years. Castro said the health ministry also has reached vaccine partnerships with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is looking to work with pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. Though not confirmed, scientists believe the virus is linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, where infants' brains do not develop properly and they are born with unusually small heads. Here in Washington, scientists have announced a discovery that could change the way that we look at the universe. Dr. David Reitze said researchers have succeeded in detecting gravitational waves from the violent merging of two black holes in deep space.
So these gravitational waves were produced by two colliding black holes that came together, merged to form a single black hole about 1.3 billion years ago. They were detected by LIGO, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. LIGO is the most precise measuring device ever built.
Gravitational waves were first theorized by Albert Einstein as part of his theory of relativity a century ago. They are extremely small ripples in space-time, the fourth dimension that combines time with the familiar up, down, left, and right. Global stocks fell sharply Thursday as investors sold off shares and looked for safety in bond and gold markets. Near the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.4%. The S&P had fallen 0.81%. The Nasdaq was down 0.18%. European and Asian markets were also lower. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.